Welcome to the Ordinary Girl Podcast with your hosts, Courtney Rain
and Kaylee Shannon,
a podcast where two ordinary girls share their hilarious,
embarrassing,
challenging,
and insane stories
of life in their 20s in Los Angeles, California.
Today's Ordinary Girl shout out goes to Hannah Roses 15. Sweet girl chimed into a worship night that we had this weekend. I woke up to this long, beautiful message about how blessed she was by listening to our worship night that was on live on Instagram last night.
What?
Yes, and she's in the UK.
She's
bro.
In the UK, and she tuned into our worship night at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yes! Whoa. I was so, literally, it made my day. It was so sweet. We love you, Hannah Rose is 15.
Hannah.
Like, let's go, Hannah S.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you worshiping God at all hours of the night. Yes, girl.
What is up, you guys? Today we have a super interesting episode because
brace yourselves.
It was definitely, you know what was funny is I almost screenshotted our text conversation.
Why?
Because we went from talking about, it was like talking about Jesus or something.
Probably.
To me saying, hey, can I wax your nose hairs? It was like the most like I don't know, we were even talking about some sort of sermon or something. And
I'm
then all
sure
of a sudden
were.
It goes, hey, can I wax your nose hairs? And you were like, I'm in.
I bet I did. Honestly, I've been in a season where, like, if anyone asks me to do anything, it's just a yes.
Just a yeah.
An automatic absolutely. I feel the grace of God on it, truly.
It is so funny. I want to know, wait, where did this even, hold on, 1 second.
We text way where too did this, much.
I know, we
literally
text way
never
too
gonna
much.
Find it.
I know you texted me. Wait a second. Where did the nose hair thing go? Oh, here we go, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah, so I sent you, I said, OMG, ha ha ha. Oh, that was because you said, no, like my pants got stuck. And then...
oh, no, that's another episode for another time. Do not give them this hint. Stop, Courtney!
And so then I said, OMG, ha ha. And then I sent you a sermon, and I was like, hey, I think you'd like this sermon. It starts at 15:30. And anyway, we start talking about that. And then, wait, where did this go? And you said, dude, that freaking weird man. I don't even know what you were talking about. And then I said, dude, LOL, I waxed the inside of my nose last night. You have to try it. And you said, what the actual heck are you talking about? Yes, what time? And I said, tonight. You said, sure. So, I don't know where we're going to go with this episode, but...
truly.
Yeah. How was your waxing experience?
Okay, good Lord Jesus. So I get my eyebrows waxed. That's pretty much the extent of my waxing. I don't want to wax anything else. Just doesn't... I'm not jiving.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Well,
it's
now...
Like, it's like a pain that like kind of feels good.
Yeah, well, now... Okay, let's pray for you. but for... Yeah, I think once Courtney was in our kitchen and... I was making dinner or something. It was the end of the day. I was pretty sleepy. And she was like, do you want me to wax your nose hair right now? And I was just like, you know what? Freaking Courtney.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
And it was so
like,
much
let's
fun.
Go.
It was so much freaking fun. So basically, I needed to get out. We live in a house of 7 girls. I just decided, I was like, I need to leave. And so I went to a hotel room for like a night.
I love
and
you.
And I took my entire waxing kit with me.
Sure.
I waxed everything.
First
I waxed,
of all, who has a waxing kit?
I don't know. Courtney's a very interesting human being.
Yeah, what did you wax?
I waxed the little unibrow.
Okay.
I did my regular brows.
Okay.
I did my little stash.
Didn't know people had that.
Yeah,
okay.
I do a little bit of my chin because I have PCOS and sometimes your girl gets hair on her chin.
Sure.
Not cute, but you know what? It happens.
It happens.
Sometimes I do my little sideburns. I didn't this time. But then I just had some leftover wax. It was still wet and warm. Ew, ew, ew. Where am I going with this?
And you shoved it up your nose?
I was just curious.
Courtney?
I was just like, you know what? I've heard people wax the inside of their nose. And
stop.
I was like, I'd never done it. I didn't look up how to do it. And I was
Courtney?
Like, I'm just going to shove this wax stick up my nose.
I don't understand how we did this.
And yep. And then I convinced every roommate to get their nose waxed too. It was like the weirdest night ever. Just imagine 8 girls all getting the inside of their nose waxed and some lips some unibrows. Mm-hmm. And it was a very interesting
situation. We had literal guests arrive because they got a text message that said, hey, we're all waxing stuff, so come on through.
Yeah.
We had a line of people getting waxed in our home by Courtney Rain at like 10 o'clock on a Thursday.
No experience. I really don't know what I'm doing.
Here's my thing. I didn't know that you didn't even Google it. Like, I did not know that you were just shoving wax up your nose until this very moment. And now I'm like genuinely concerned.
No, because we did a great job.
No, I don't care that we did a great job. But are we supposed to? Like, is this normal?
Yeah. That I know. I know.
You know it's normal for people to shove wax up their nose, let it dry, and pull that shit out.
Yes, it doesn't normally take 35 times.
We got kind of addicted to it.
I know. Like I said, it's like a weird pain that kind of feels good, you know? And so it's not normal to take. So basically what we did is we took a little stick.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones that whenever you go to the doctor, he makes you go, and then you
put
it in.
Also known as a COVID test, but up the nose. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily, because that's like a swab. This is a stick. It's like a little popsicle stick.
Yeah.
And you stick it in wet wax, in warm wax, and then we just decided to stick it up our nostril. And so, anywho, I'm pretty sure that an expert would probably get all of the nose hairs within one take.
Maybe.
It took us about 35.
Each person.
I'm not kidding. So we would do it. And also, we didn't have a very large popsicle stick. They were pretty small.
Yeah, they were.
And so to continuously have to like keep shoving it up the nose, it was very interesting. But it was great. Oh. I've done it with my armpits too. I've waxed those. That's not fun.
I get that. No, yeah. I feel like that's pretty normal.
Not the most fun. Have you ever like done like...
Okay, we're definitely talking about that. But talk about how terrified I was for you. So at first I was the only roommate that was like, yeah, why don't I just let Courtney shove hot wax up my nose?
We have a video of it.
Absolutely did cry.
I think you were crying.
I was crying, and then I couldn't breathe because one nostril was and then just completely full.
I couldn't stop laughing. I could not stop laughing.
It was
the worst part. No, I did say from my experience, I did learn don't stick wax up both nostrils because then it really, really, really hurts to pull it out. At least like if you do it in one nostril, you can like kind of like breathe in, breathe out, and pull.
Yeah.
And it's not that bad. But if you stick them both up there, you're just very congested. And when you pull it out, it's just a lot of feelings that you just don't. I don't even know how to describe it. It just wasn't a good feeling, okay? And it was a lot of pressure in my nostril area.
That's literally my favorite thing you've ever
said. It like wasn't good. And so each of the girls, except for Michelle, we only put one nostril at a time.
So smart.
Because I know from experience it didn't feel great. But then Michelle was the last person that we waxed. And I said, do you care? And she said, no. And so we just did both nostrils.
I cannot. I mean, those TikToks, you think like those giant hairy men are like shoving things up their nose. Have you seen these TikToks where they just like shove the wax things up their nose and then like rip them out?
No.
Okay, that is hilarious. Watching a giant burly man like get his nose waxed for fun and like as a joke is truly like one of my favorite things I've ever seen.
Interesting.
But yeah, definitely not a two nostril kind of girl.
Yeah, like, no.
Nah, can't do it.
I could barely do one. I forgot about that. I've done my arms too.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I'm a hairy person.
I mean, so am I, but it's not like arms.
It's not like hairy. It's like blonde but long, and I didn't like it. And so I was like, you know what? I have extra. It was just like the nose situation. I was like, I have wax that's like wet, and melted,
yeah.
And I was like, where can I put it? And I was like, I'm gonna wax my arms. And so I just put a big strip on my forearm.
Okay,
it really doesn't hurt. Highly recommend it. If you guys, well, you know what?
What?
I have had a few that really did hurt.
What do you mean?
So I've gotten like Brazilians before,
Oh my god.
Okay, for the record. Ladies.
When was the first time you got a wax, and then how did you build up to getting a Brazilian?
Dude, that's a great question. I think I was in high school. No, okay. So when I was in high school, my mom had these wax strips that like they came prepackaged. You just like warm them up in your hands, you put them on, and then you rip it off. They have never worked for me. every single time it's a lot of pain and no reward. Like, I have never been able to get it out. And it just ends up ripping my skin. Okay. But whenever I started getting my hair dyed, I think, like, blonde. So I guess that would be, like, sophomore year of college. Okay. I think I just went in and I was like, hey, do you guys, like, do eyebrow waxing, too, like, while I'm here? Yeah. And then they started doing it. Nice. And then...
In college?
Yeah. And so then one day I was just... I didn't dye my hair professionally until college.
What?
Yeah. I always did my own hair. Like, all highlights were done myself, like, all that stuff. And with the help of my mom. Even, like, my perms were done by my grandma, all that stuff.
You had a perm?
Oh, yeah. It was not my best
days. Wait, can I please see a picture? I've never known this.
It's not cute. It's not cute.
How old were you when you got a perm?
Oh, my gosh.
Also, how do you get a perm?
It's, like, not the best situation, but you basically put these really, really, really tight curlers in, and then there's a bunch of other chemicals. I don't remember it. What I do remember is having my mom dunk my head in the kitchen sink, and then not being able to breathe because my neck is tilted so far. Wait, tell us, when was you, while I try to find this photo, and there's many photos. Oh my god,
I feel we'll post them
for you guys that aren't, like, physically here right now. We're gonna post these photos on our Instagram at Ordinary Girl Podcast in case you guys are interested.
We are gonna be putting that video of you shoving hot wax up my nostrils because
100%
I rewatched it so many times because the laughs that I had in that video were so freaking genuine. You know, it's like a real laugh when my dad's laugh starts to come out, which basically he can't breathe for the first, like, maybe 25 seconds of a laugh, and then all of a sudden this, like, high-pitched noise just, like, erupts from his mouth and tears start streaming down his face.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna ask for permission if I can post a video of him laughing, because it is truly the joy of my life. Like, there is nothing better than watching my dad laugh. But I unfortunately inherited that laugh. So if I'm laughing really hard, usually when I'm scared is when I laugh the hardest.
Oh my gosh, girl.
I just start to cry like
a baby.
I was going to
say, you were laughing, but there were definitely tears.
Like, I was terrified. Like, you just shove something very warm up my nose and you're not a professional and you offer to pull it out. So, like, yeah, I'm going to cry.
I had a lot of fun though.
I feel like I've been waxing my eyebrows since, like, middle school. I feel like my mom took me to go pretty young.
Really?
Yeah, because I've always had really dark hair and... I don't know. I think that was just kind of like a normal thing that we did. Also, I always thought I was going to be like a hairy beast for the rest of my life. Because like when you first have leg hair growing in, you're just like, whoa. As like a young, however, 11, 12, you're like, is this ever going to go away? Like, what the heck is this? But I feel like as I get older, it slowly gets lighter and lighter and lighter. So that's a plus, but...
Yeah. Okay, so this
Courtney,
was...
you have the darkest hair I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm about to show you a photo. This was my parents' attempt of a wave perm. So, I was an ugly child. I look anemic.
First of all, you're not an ugly child. You're freaking beautiful, but you look completely different.
Yeah. So I'm super pale. I really do understand why I get under eye filler now, because my under eyes are so sunken in.
Oh
my hair is dark brown. And
that that's your real hair, though. That looks pretty great. I mean, it's not like horrible, but
no, it's not bad.
Shooketh.
So that is like a wave perm. That was like
okay, that's kind of cute.
It was the attempt.
How old were you?
Maybe 7th or 8th grade or maybe?
Courtney, we have to post these. You look so far from yourself.
They're
like,
so
I've
bad. And the worst part is they're still... I know, it's real. It's
that
so
is like
different.
Really, really weird to look at.
I know. It's very different. I wish I had a better photo of me with a perm, because there's definitely ones. Look how tiny Courtney was. Tiny,
wow.
Tiny. I know. Like, literally, I started gaining weight in college is when I actually
Courtney,
was like...
Courtney, you don't look like the same person.
I know I don't at all.
What?
I don't
heck?
At all.
Courtney, my brain is exploding.
It's not the cutest.
It's, first of all, you're beautiful, but you look nothing like yourself. I'm dead. I really want to meet your brother.
Oh, he is like one of the coolest people ever.
He looks like one of the coolest people ever. Okay, so first Brazilian wax, tell me.
Oh, man.
This is the best. I wish we could call Bridget, but I'm sure she's asleep.
Okay, well, sorry I keep hitting the microphone, guys.
No, you're totally
but
fine.
My first Brazilian, I would say,
Can you define a Brazilian for the people who don't know what you're talking
about? So, a Brazilian wax is basically, it is all of the hair that is
would be poking out of a swimsuit.
Yes.
Correct?
Well, yeah, it would be like all, not poking out, that would be a, is that called a bikini
holy
wax?
Shit on a stick,
because there's a difference between a bikini and a Brazilian.
So you went full naked mole rat.
Yeah, like nothing. nothing and I will tell you yeah, so like there's a bikini, which is like basically taking care of anything you would see outside of a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And then there's a Brazilian where it was like, you got nothing. Nothing at all. And so the first place that I ever went, I went to a very nice reviewed place near the Grove City Outlet Mall, which is very close to my college, Slippery Rock University. And so I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to go to this place. And the woman was super nice and I didn't know what I was doing. And so that I know a little bit more about waxing, the fact that she used strips. So you know when you go get your eyebrows done and they put like wax mm-hmm. on your eyebrow mm-hmm. and then they put a strip mm-hmm. of paper and then they rip it off. Mm-hmm. So that's like not the best thing to do with a sensitive area because it rips the skin off along with the paper. It's just like not the best thing. And so you're supposed to use hard wax, which is what I used in your nostrils.
Thank you.
And so that's what you're supposed to use, not necessarily strips. And so and it wasn't even like four strips. It was like 30. She used like little tiny spots at a time. Because she thought that if she did a little bit at a time, it would ease my way into it and it'd be like a little bit of pain here. Like, would you rather have like a lot of pain very short, or would you rather have a little bit of pain a lot? So her philosophy I'm just gonna like, you know, blah blah. And she was always like, oh honey, it's perfectly fine. She was very motherly. She's like, it's not gonna be a big deal. We're gonna do it and
what?
Like, she's like, we're going to do it, and I'm blanking. I'm, like, trying to remember this. She always told me that the worst was the first one. She's like, she told me there was three different cycles of hair, and so the very first wax that you get as a Brazilian is going to be the worst, and then after that, one layer of hair is going to grow. You're going to wax that off, second layer, and then by the fourth one, it's not even really going to hurt anymore
Okay, I have a question. Had anyone – maybe this is something that we can't put in the podcast, but had anyone seen your hoo-ha up that close before? Is this the first person, like, stranger, maybe?
Yeah, for sure. I don't even think I went to gynecologist at that point, like, if I'm being honest. Wow. And so, but whatever, I was like, this is your job, spread them. And so...
oh, my God!
And so, anyway, she was really nice. And so I think I went to her for, like, a while.
Oh, my gosh.
I definitely think I went to her, like, six or seven different times.
Strips.
But then I went to a woman who actually knew what she was doing. And so she used the hard wax, and it was four areas. And that was it. So she did the whole front area with the hard wax. Uh-huh. And once it hardened, she ripped it. Mm. And then she did the one side and then she'd rip that off. And then she'd do the other side, rip that off. And then she'd be like, roll over.
No.
And she'd have you like roll over, and then she would do the little.
Your booty?
Yeah.
She did your booty?
What? Yeah. Weirdly enough, it doesn't hurt. And
wait,
so.
The booty, yes.
Where you poop? And she would just like do that whole area. And like it was only.
So
it was,
much.
So the other place, she did like 36 different strips.
Oh,
this place four. It was four. And then she'd be like, oh, there's like some places like you miss a little bit. Like, do you want me to go over it? And I was like, nah, like no one's really gonna be seeing it. I am fine. Thank you so
much. Are Gucci.
Why did I even spend that much money? They are not cheap, for one.
No.
And so I don't even know why I spent so much money on them.
No,
it was ridiculous.
No.
And then eventually I was just like, this is a lot. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go through this pain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No.
So would you ever go get a Brazilian?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want someone up there in my grill.
You go to a gynecologist.
No, I actually have never been to a gynecologist.
What?
I know. I'm 26 years old. I like really need to go.
Yeah.
Like yesterday. And I know that I keep saying that, but like I really need to find somebody to go see. I don't know. I never...
It is hard to find a good one.
Yeah, that stresses me out. Do you have one in LA?
No, I have one in PA.
Oh, great. Maybe we can go take a trip to your family like once every quarter or so.
There we go. Well, you only have to go, I think, once every year or once every 2 years. The one that I went to, I really like her because I've had a lot of issues like with periods and all stuff. And she's always just so motherly and she never hurts me. People always say pap smears are supposed to hurt. They definitely don't hurt.
I don't even.
Or at least the way that she did it, it did not hurt at all.
That's cool.
I know.
Okay.
So it's really not that bad. It's not that bad.
Will
it's
you
just
go
cold.
With me? Will you go with me?
I would love to.
Will you really?
Can you film a podcast? Can you just hold the microphone up to your mouth?
You said mouth, right?
Yeah, yes. What did you think I would?
You didn't finish the sentence in time, Courtney. I'm like
What? It's like I give the gynecologist one microphone and I give you the other.
No.
And she's like, all right.
No. Sorry. Okay, that sorry. Was probably so loud. We're gonna have to like cut that whole thing out. No. Okay, so cool. We're going to the gynecologist together.
Yes, we're gonna record a podcast
from the gynecologist.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Dude, we always say this. We say that we're gonna film a podcast from a hot air balloon or from a helicopter or from X, Y, and Z from Israel, which is you're going in a couple
we are.
Months.
That's where we're going.
100%. And all this stuff, and we never do it. This time we gotta do it.
Yeah, we actually really need to do it. I will make an appointment this week. Cool?
Cool.
I will not do Brazilian because the first time that I got anything waxed down below my belly button was a bikini wax. And I think I had been in college for a year, so I was probably 19 at this point. My sister's 5 years younger than me. She was 14. Honestly, I'd say she was probably like 13 years old. I was like, Bridget, pack your things. We're going to get my hoo-ha waxed. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, we're going. And she was like, no, we can't. And I was like, yes, we must go. I really wish we should probably give her a call at some point because she probably has a great recollection of this.
Oh my gosh.
But I straight up, again, when I'm so scared typically when I'm really scared or just very nervous, I just start laughing until I'm crying and sweating and can't breathe. So, yeah, this sweet lady who is probably such a professional, she was like, okay, take off your pants. And I just started crying, laughing so hard. And then Bridget is like the worst person to have with me in those circumstances because that's how she responds too. So we're both just crying, laughing. I'm trying to take my pants off. And I literally, it was off to a terrible start. But I was like, okay, we have to calm down, Bridget. Like, we have to be professional. It's like, chill the freak out.
Oh, no.
I need you to hold my hand. And she was like, I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe you made me come to this. I'm so mad.
Were you on your period?
No.
Oh, just curious.
Oh, no.
People
I mean, maybe.
Do. People do.
No.
They just wear a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. Mm-mm. No.
So basically, it wasn't anything crazy or special. I'm sure millions of people have done this prior, but Bridget won't look anywhere other than my face, like direct face. I'm like, she's holding my hand above my head and she's crying laughing.
Did they have like meditation music laughing. Or anything
I mean
like
sure
that?
They did, but we're like blacking out in fear and like laughing so hard that this lady is like, I just need to get these hooligans like out of my lab or wherever we were. It felt like a lab. She waxed
did
it
they
like
give you
twice.
Numbing cream
nothing at all. She just went in there and waxed it off, and I was like, Bridget, I'm never doing this again. But yeah, basically, I wish. Have you guys seen those TikToks? Have you seen those TikToks where like you and your best friend like can't stop laughing and it's like supposed to be quiet and you're like trying to like chill and like not wake anyone up? That is exactly how Bridget and I laugh and how we cope with fear all the time, is we just cannot stop laughing. So basically, yeah, it was probably one of the worst experiences, but also one of the funniest experiences.
I don't know. This sounded so weird.
This is such a crazy episode.
I love you guys so much. Thanks for allowing us to just have this space where we're able to talk about crazy, weird, personal stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I understand there are some dudes that listen to our podcast, and if you're still here, hello. I hope you learned some stuff about the girl body. Sorry. I love being able to talk about crazy stuff like this and crazy experiences, and we have a whole lot more.
We are coming at you hot. We're finally back to recording. We're so sorry it took us 85 years.
Yeah, sorry if we have been a little bit inconsistent.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you guys haven't already listened to some of the other podcasts, you guys already know what's kind of going on. It's like we record something, and by the time it actually goes to air, we can't actually post it. But if you guys want to stay up to date on everything Ordinary, make sure to follow us on Instagram
at
Ordinary Girl Podcast.
That's right. That's right.
That is the best play to the best. I can't talk today. I really can't. But anywho, that is the best place to get in contact with us, or you can just follow us on our personals, which are you'll find on the Ordinary Girl Podcast Instagram.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
all
baby.
Right, we love you.
We love you guys.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Ordinary Girl Podcast. If you want to stay up to date on all things Ordinary or want to see behind the scenes action, follow us at Ordinary Girl Podcast on Instagram.